What's up, dudes? How's it going
What's
out there?
What's going on?
It's me.
It's going down.
Does your mic sound quiet today?
Was Chris on it? Because he might have turned it down.
I feel like if Chris was on it, I also would have changed your headphones.
Oh, it is quiet in my headphones. Yeah.
Your headphones are at the same volume.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No,
yeah, you're going deaf. Well, I guess I'll go check your
No, name. We're good, bro.
I'm checking it.
God.
You're not going to use mic technique.
God.
You might now at the beginning of the
I could
show,
do it the entire show.
It's in the exact same place.
Then you are psychotic. Are you going deaf?
Dude, maybe. Well, I mean, yes. 100%.
Menace, quiet.
Sir Donald with 10 bits right out the start of
quiet.
The show. Look at that. Thank you, Sir Donald. Appreciate
quiet
that,
down.
Man. How are you doing? Good to see you.
Hello all.
Are you
Welcome
quieter?
To the show.
Why aren't you loud today?
I don't know. You want me to start yelling?
No, let's do a calm and relaxed show today.
Okay, let's do that then.
Now you sound you're talking quietly, but you still sound angry.
Give me the stabby eyes.
No, why? You can't give me the stabby eyes.
I'm giving them to
2 minutes in, 1 minute into it. We're not even 2 minutes in.
Menace, that's expensive work.
No, it ain't. You're cheap.
I only go down when you...
Oh, no, he means graphics.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Yeah, not those services.
Well, that's super cheap, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. But hey, everybody, how you doing out there? Can I talk about something really awkward real quick right at the start of the show?
Yeah, let's do it. What's up?
So, we had Sunday, okay? We had 15 subscribers.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Today... We only have 10 subscribers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a subtraction of 5, and
that's good. 33%.
What happened is Menace's tier 3 sub ran out, and that's okay. I don't need him to tier 3 sub. What I'm concerned about is that didn't he tier 3 sub like a week ago?
Yeah. Did he cancel that?
I don't know.
Can you cancel a sub?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you can't, right?
It's very weird because I feel like he reshared his resub for tier 3
mm-hmm.
like last Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and now he has no sub at all, not even a tier 1, which is fine. Again, I wouldn't support this dying show either, but...
Dying?
Yeah, it's dying.
Why is it dying?
Mostly because of your involvement.
I'm here.
Excuse me, bring it down. We're doing a calm show.
I am perfectly present.
I didn't say you weren't present. I said bring it down. Calm show.
No, that's
you're
no
getting
fun.
You're getting agitated.
That's creating a dying show.
I'm channeling.
I mean, we can kill the show.
Well, we could just not
if you
do
want.
It.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. It's good with me.
It's dead. There. It's a dead
yeah,
show.
It's fine with me.
Okay, my resub Max announcement came way later than the actual resub date. Okay, so what he did is he teased us.
Ah. He just waited. Waited till the end of the sub to share the fact that he had the sub. You know what? I haven't been in your chat to share that I subbed to you.
It's okay. As long as the money keeps coming in. Like I said, I don't really care one way or the other. Like, I mean, I care, but it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't need you to sub. It's fine. But
mm-hmm.
it's just I feel like that might be the most maniacal way to sub to a streamer. Wait till the last day of your sub. Share your sub message. And then let your sub expire.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what he did. He's like, hey, you like $25?
He fingered us, man.
He's like, I'm going to give you another, like, would I see that? Don't you think another month? Isn't that what you think?
Oh,
another
yeah.
month
I,
of support?
I thought that it hit. He was. It hit
yeah.
either
I figured we got
the day or the week of.
Right, another month.
But no.
But no.
He just withheld it the entire time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. To make us think that the show had a tier 3 sub. And now we don't have any tier 3 subs.
We don't have any subs.
We have 10.
No, we don't.
Sir Donald's a sub. Look at him. There
no,
he is.
No, he doesn't.
It's called,
that's a free emote.
It's called Tantric Subbing. Oh, my God, dude. But anyway, I just thought that was
gross.
Weird. I just thought that was strange, you know? Strange.
Oh, yeah, it's real strange.
It's strange.
Sub to the show.
Or don't.
Or do.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Or do.
But mainly do.
Do it, but if
you don't,
that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But do it. Mm. Or also don't.
So we're going to talk about this?
Talk about what?
Well, I got two things.
Okay.
One, I want to know, I want to look at the full poster of the Seth Cole, the Interstellar one, and see what I did. Because we were talking
is
about
it really
that
bothering you?
It really does.
How do we even look at that?
I don't know. It's in one of the Google Drive folders.
Oh, man, I don't even know if it's possible, man. Okay, let me look here. First things first, I guess we should go and look at the actual Interstellar poster, right?
Yes.
Interstellar.
That'd be a good starting point.
Poster. Okay. Okay, here's the poster. There are three people, so there you go. There's your answer. It's three people. So what we were talking about...
No. That person's way too far away.
Here's what we're saying.
I mean, it is three people, but I'm pretty sure I copied the main one right there. It's Matthew McConaughey.
This one.
I copied his body.
This one?
No, I took him
okay.
out
Hold
and
on.
Then moved him slightly backwards.
All right, let me go to the Google Drive. So what we're investigating is there is a Seth and Colby poster modeled after Interstellar.
Yes.
Because
I thought I had it.
We for a while did a lot of movie parody posters.
I'm pretty sure I have it.
It's got to be in here. This is the wrong drive, that's why.
Yeah, wherever you keep the poster files,
it's got to be in the Duo
files,
directory, man.
Man, it's in the poster files.
Here. It's loading.
The Jaws one, really?
You see
nice?
The word Duo anywhere. Here it is.
Can you look with your eyes?
No. My eyes are bad.
There's a T-Sax folder way back
That's
there.
Just the audio. Calm down.
Where's the like printful documents, man? It's on the website for purchase. No?
Print collateral, maybe?
No. Yes?
No. Where am I? I stroked out.
Dude, did you not convert all the products that were on Duo Shop to Raptor Teeth?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Well, then you fail.
Just the good ones. No one wants to buy those posters.
Dude, that's a great looking poster.
No one wants to buy
it. No one will, but
right.
People should want. They probably want to.
No, they don't.
They just don't want
to. If they wanted to, they would have bought it.
They don't want it enough. You know what? I want I want a Tesla. Doesn't mean I'm going to go out and buy one.
Well, can you physically afford a Tesla?
I mean, if I took out loans,
well, you should.
I got great credit.
You should do that then, man.
I'm not doing that. It's not worth it.
Do you see T-Sacks anywhere?
Burn the
Is
environment
it under retired?
Down.
Oh, my God. There are too many folders.
Oh, my toe hurts. Yeah, there's T-Sacks.
Right here.
Yeah.
I know. Great credit. He's flexing on us.
Look at it.
Okay, here it is.
Look at
okay,
it.
Okay, so here's the cover art.
Yeah.
There's the cover art. Yeah. So that's just me and you.
Yeah. But see, I literally just took...
But the hands are a little different.
I did.
No, this now that,
lighting,
now that you mention that...
I fixed the lighting.
But now that you mention it,
see,
I...
See, but you couldn't
mirrored.
Even tell!
No, and now you've ruined it for me.
But you couldn't even tell!
You've now ruined
Good.
It for me.
I love to ruin things you love.
Why would you...
Anywho, look at it again.
Here's the one,
I want
here's
to
the one with bash.
Myself. Look at it. I fixed the lighting.
Okay, so...
So if I flipped him, the lighting would be off.
There's the one with bash, so... Like, bash is down here in the corner. That's what we were talking about.
That one is actually there.
Like, why did, like, we were talking about how good this was during the intro, okay? And he's like, Bash was on the original, because I was talking about how it was a good one, and he's like, he was a guest, he didn't deserve that, and I'm like, you know, we got to get people off the planet. We got to have someone die on the planet. You know, those aren't mountains, they're waves. You know, someone's got to die. Mm-hmm. And then he was trying to figure out how Bash even made it on there, how many people were on the original Interstellar. And so what you did is... You took this man and made him Bash.
Yep.
And then you took this man and made him both
face.
Of us.
Yeah, and then I just flipped the body, adjusted
Because
the
you couldn't be back here in the background. That
no
would be...
Way.
No.
You couldn't see it.
I do. I mean, honestly, I've heard that episode many times. I do believe that this placement would be correct for contributions to the episode.
True.
Like
but
me up here,
back.
Bash, and then
go
you way back,
back
there.
To the actual poster and zoom in. On the NASA plate, right smack dab in the middle of the chest. You can't zoom in anymore. Look at that. Look at that.
You proud of that?
Yeah, look. It's flipped.
And it says Seth and it says Colby.
Yeah, it does. And it still says NASA correctly.
That's a circle, dude. I mean, how hard is that?
Shut up! I paid attention to detail. That is my point.
You also fixed the fingers. That's a big one. Fix the fingers, because, like, the fingers here...
And then I gave up. That was the end of what I did.
But, you know, that's pretty good.
That was the end of what I did.
Your face look. Why do our faces look horrendous?
Because we have bad photos.
Look at that. Look at your face. You look like you're in a... That's a mugshot photo. College trolling you again, man. You see that?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it today?
It's deserved.
Okay. Wow, I feel kind of bad now.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
The second thing was Game of Thrones, man.
You want to watch this? Do you want to watch the trailer?
Let's do it.
We're only 10 minutes in. You already want to start with the topics?
It, man.
All right,
I got
man.
No other topics? You got things to talk about?
I got plenty of things
like
to talk
what?
About.
Like what? I'm waiting.
Let's watch this Game of Thrones trailer.
Oh, wow. What a topic.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I'm scared.
I hope you narrate the whole thing.
I'm gonna die!
He's got many faces.
Oh no, I'm going to die.
I look forward to seeing this one.
On April 14th.
Oh yes, I'm a great driver. Look at my shirt.
Everything you did brought you where you are now.
Flame Man.
I have always been so
Sam
Man.
Where you belong.
Oh,
Neck
hello,
Man.
My queen.
Oh.
Screwed, we're related, right?
They are related.
Oh, my God, the dragons. Oh.
They're coming.
Oh, they're coming.
Our enemy doesn't...
Our enemy is coming. Get your swords ready. Mount the gates. Bar the doors. Kiss the women.
Drink the wine, even though we're pregnant.
She's pregnant?
Told Jamie.
I promise to fight for the living. I intend to keep that promise.
Dude, Jamie's there, man. He came.
Oh, buddy.
You ready?
I'm ready, dude.
Are you ready? There's a horse!
There's a horse! I mean, that's literally the lead up.
Okay, real quick, though.
Is that it?
Real quick,
that's
yes,
it, right?
That's it.
Okay,
real
what?
Quick.
What?
This scene. Where is it? Where?
Would you hurry it up? Did you find the scene? Come on, take more time. You gotta tell me they're photoshopped out?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, everyone knows that. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, they photoshopped
Marvel
out.
Marvel crap that yeah. they're trying
Well, they've
to
already done that in another trailer. They photoshopped out, what's the main lady's name?
Khaleesi?
Khaleesi. They photoshopped her out.
Her out of what?
The dragon, riding a dragon.
She could not have been riding a dragon.
But she was.
When do you see it? Have you seen season 8 yet?
No, I'm talking about in season 7 trailer. They got rid of her and then she rode a dragon. Why are you making that noise when you're the one who didn't understand?
I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah. And then also, the other thing that I hear lots of people talking about is this scene. They all have dragon glass on their shields and swords. That's what people are saying. They, like, lightened it up, and they, like, saw the bumps or whatever.
They saw the bumps?
They saw the bumps, dude.
Good God.
So people are, they're, like, analyzing this frame by frame,
Oh,
man.
Yeah. I watched a 22-minute-long video about this 2-minute trailer.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dude, you need more things to do.
No.
That is unbelievable. What's dragon glass is the thing that kills the White Walkers. All right? Kills the White Walkers. Here's the only things I care about, okay? Where's Jaime at? Right here. Not that. Where's Jaime at? Show me Jaime, this man. Care about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I like that he's at Winterfell. I like that a lot.
He's there, man. He's fighting with Brienne.
Okay, here's what I don't like. This scene right here, because Sansa's in it and she sucks. Worthless.
Agreed.
I wish Taylor was here. So I could tell her to her face.
She hadn't been here in a while.
That this is a nearly perfect trailer. With the exception of Sansa's involvement in it. So, that's all I gotta say, man. But are you hyped?
I'm so hyped.
What day does this come out? April 14th?
Mm-hmm.
What day does Infinity War come out?
Late April? 26th?
It's Endgame. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. April 26th. Okay, so they're like 2 weeks away.
Ooh.
2 weeks away, man.
Ooh, you going to see Captain Marvel tomorrow?
I sure am.
Going to see the Marvel lady in the Marvel tomorrow?
I sure am.
You hyped?
I'm hyped, yeah.
It's bland.
I feel the same way about Captain Marvel that I did before Infinity War, where I feel like I can't get hyped about anything because I'm so hyped about Endgame. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you.
There's already leaks about Avengers online.
Really?
Most people don't believe them, but...
I don't care.
They say that Captain Marvel is going to show up at the very beginning of the movie. Endgame.
I mean, that would make sense.
They're just going to get it out of the way. Like, the leaks say she just shows up.
I would definitely think that something
and they
at
say,
the end of Captain Marvel
and they say the entire
like,
trailer
I'm headed to Earth.
I don't know. But it said the 1,000%. The entire trailer for Endgame is basically misdirection. That they're trying to explain it to other people. Like, you're supposed to think they're talking to Ant-Man, but they're really talking to Captain Marvel. So, like, they're saying that he wiped out half... You know, Scarlett Johansson's like, it wiped out half of humanity. Like, she's telling that to Captain Marvel.
Sure.
Okay, well...
Sure. I don't care.
Toy leaks happen all the time, and they're not always accurate. So...
Yeah, they all got Phantom suits. They're going to go back through the quantum...
Yeah, the quantum suits, I think, is like... Everyone knows that, right? The quantum suit thing?
Yeah, that's kind
of... Like, I think we all kind of know that they're all going to get in the quantum tunnel, and they're all going to do some time travel. Like, yeah. I think we all know that.
What if that's entirely misdirection?
Well, that'd be great, because I think that's all we know. Well, Menace, now you know. Because I think that's the brilliance of it, is that we know it, but do we really...
But do we really...
Know it? Like, we knew...
Probably, yes.
Walking into the theater for Infinity War that the Hulk was in it.
Yeah. We probably know.
We probably know.
And he was in it.
Well, I mean, he wasn't, though.
He was, though.
He wasn't, though.
He was a Green Hulk monster in Infinity War.
I mean, they misdirected us so much in the first movie that they
really
could not misdirect
not
us.
Not really at all.
What do you mean?
The Hulk. End of list.
The Infinity Stones on his gauntlet.
You got me there.
Okay.
I forgot all the things that happened in that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
I'm way more hyped for Game of Thrones. Way more hyped.
Like, I don't think anyone...
You know...
Really? Game of Thrones more than Endgame?
The guy who's directing...
Who cares?
Or the guy who directed Battle of the Bastards and Hard Home, two of the best...
What's Hard Home?
That's when the White Walkers come and slaughter the wildlings. When Jon's...
Is that the one where the giant dies?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind
of... Wait. Giant die? No, giant doesn't die, no.
I thought he got shot like 100 times.
That's the Battle of the Bastards.
No.
Yeah.
It's the where he's like opening the door under the wall and stuff, man.
No, that's the Watchers on the Wall. That's like season 4.
Okay, I don't know Hard Home.
Hard Home is when everybody...
Is that when they send Podrick back to tell people to take some...
After Mance dies, Mance Rayder.
Who's Mance?
The King of the Wildlings. And he's the one who sends them against the wall when Jon fights him back.
He's the guy with the long hair and
yeah,
the droopy
and then
face.
And Stannis burns him alive.
Don't remember that.
Anywho.
I need to rewatch
it's
this
after
whole
he
series.
Dies, the wildlings go back across the wall because they didn't come through, and then Jon's Lord Commander, so he cut. Spoilers. He goes to get them, to bring them on the other side of the wall because he knows if the wildlings die, all of them, because there's like 100,000 of them, that's 100,000 new. Dead people in the army of the dead. So he goes to get them to bring them back across the wall so they can hide behind the wall, but he's too late. When he shows up, the White Walkers are already there, and they basically slaughter like half of them.
I have no memory of what you're talking about.
Anywho, great episode.
Okay.
Battle of the Bastards, great episode. He's directing
Kay.
The episode at Winterfell, which he wanted to recreate.
How do you know there's episodes at
better.
Winterfell? How do you know there's only one?
I know that there's at least one.
Okay, because you know he's
directing Helm's Deep.
What?
This is his version of Helm's Deep. They shot, I can't remember, it was long, like 2 weeks, all at night. They called it the Long Night for filming this one battle.
Dude, why?
Because it's going to be the greatest TV show ever! It will go down in history... As the best creations to fly from an old man's loins.
Why am I not excited?
Because you're jaded.
By what?
in game.
Is there too much cool stuff nowadays?
Well, you're... No. 11 weeks. Like, sorry, not 12 days. 11 weeks.
Like, wait, 11 weeks?
Yeah. They filmed this one battle episode.
Oh.
They called it the Long Night.
That's too many.
Dude, it's going to be crazy.
That's too many.
It's going to be crazy, man. I'm ready. I am hyped.
I wish I was
when
hyped.
When I heard that, I got giddy.
I don't know, man.
Goosebumps.
I think we've talked about it. I just don't think I care. Except to know who like lives and who dies. Like that's I think all I care about. Like I know there's going to be battles.
The producers are what keep it all in the reins, but directors come in and put their take on certain
I think
episodes.
I'm getting tired of fight scenes.
But this one guy has done two of the biggest fight scene battle episodes of Game of Thrones so far.
Well, there's only six episodes.
And he also did, I thought he did the cart episode.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, the one where the dragon's burning everybody? Okay.
Pretty sure it's him. I'm pretty sure you told me that.
I remember that story. Hey, Top Shelfers. I mean, I'm glad. I don't know. I think I'm tired of fight scenes. I think that's what it is.
Well, then you're going to be majorly disappointed with the endgame.
I think what I am.
It's going to be full of fight scenes.
Okay, here's what. Let me try to explain this in a way that doesn't make me sound idiotic.
You're going
to
sound idiotic, regardless.
I know, but let me try it. Okay? You need a dare? Make someone eat dirt. Okay, here we go. It's watching The Punisher.
Yep.
Finished season two today. I'm done with it. Final fight scene between Frank Castle and a bad guy.
Who's the bad guy?
It's the Pilgrim. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. The show ended. Don't worry about it. It ended happy.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. No, I know who you're talking about.
That's right.
I thought it was going to be Billy again was the bad guy.
Well, he is. But he there's no... There's like... There's end. Yeah, it's a, he's not the villain again. Okay. So... There's like, at the very end, it's like 20 minutes left in the episode and they're having their final battle, okay? I literally scrub through them fighting because I know the Punisher's going to win. They're not going to kill the Punisher.
Yeah.
So do I really need to watch 5 minutes of them punching each other? Like, let's get it. Let's get it on.
When your main character is in it, but they're... That's the only dude you care about, and that's the only dude fighting.
So that's what I'm saying.
Game of Thrones, there's 500 people fighting.
But not in the trailer. So I think that's part of why I'm not hyped, because the trailer didn't show me anything.
It didn't show any of the main characters fighting.
That's what I'm saying. No, I mean, like, it's the same idea. Like, I watched the trailer, and I didn't see anything in that trailer that I didn't expect to see. Does that make sense? Like, if they showed me something that made me hyped, I'd be hyped.
No, they're saving it.
Oh, I know.
For the show. They don't want to give them the major bomb
drops. I think when I watch it, I'm going to be excited about what's happening. But I don't feel like I'm excited about it.
Are we doing like the whole we watch it together thing?
We can, dude. Are you going to have a copy of HBO?
I'll buy it for that will be on.
Then yeah, we can watch it over here, man.
Okay.
It is only on for a month, dude.
I mean, basically. Month and a half.
6 weeks, right? That's it? Mm-hmm. Stupid.
But they're all supposed to be longer than an hour.
With HBO, it's like 5 minute recap, 2 minute intro, 5 minutes of credits, 1 hour, 1 minute runtime.
I don't know, man.
I mean, how many episodes? How many episodes?
Why not just make 10 episodes?
In the earlier seasons, are more than an hour. There's not very many, right? There's way more that are less than like 50 minutes or right around that than there are episodes longer than an hour, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna get. I mean, so you really get a free episode if they're like an hour longer than an hour.
But that's what I'm saying. Why not do 7 episodes? Why 8? 10? Just split it up. I don't know. I don't care. Just give me all of them at once.
I do like that HBO just does whatever they want for runtime.
Actually, don't give them all to me all at once. Give them all to me at once on Friday night.
Yeah, I think I would like it to be binged.
Yeah.
Chris and I are watching Orphan Black right now. You ever watch that show?
No.
Know anything about it?
No, it sounds terrible.
It's really good. Okay.
It sounds awful.
It's
probably stupid.
It's a show about this girl who discovers that she has clones. Okay. It's
already dumb.
And it's some military experiment and blah, blah, blah. It's really, really complicated. Like, it's so complicated, too, that I can't even explain what's happening because it's so complicated. And Chris and I We watched the first three seasons as they came out. So we watched one season, took a 9-month break. Watched season two, 9-month break. Season three took a 9-month break. And when season four came out, we watched the first four episodes, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening right now. And so then now we started over, and now we're binging the entire show because the show's over. And I feel like I'm going to want to do
you've seen this entire show already, basically, minus the late half of season two. And then you're
no,
like,
late half of season four.
Watch it.
Yeah. But it
season
was like.
Season four?
Like 2 years ago. 2 years ago. At season, there's five total seasons. And at season four, we stopped four episodes out of 12 in because we couldn't remember anything that was happening.
What the hell, man?
So we just decided that instead of rewatching seasons one through four and then waiting 9 months and watching five, we'd watch seasons one through five when the show's completely done. And I feel like that's the best way to watch. Like, aren't you going to get a little bit of whiplash? Because you're rewatching the entire series right now, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to rewatch the entire series, episode after episode after episode, and then you're going to slow down to one a week. Now, don't you feel like you're going to get a little bit of whiplash from that, man?
Depending on how crazy the episodes are, I'm going to be rewatching that same episode couple of nights. My guess. Could be wrong. Could be crap. Who knows?
It's not going to be crap. I think it's going to be amazing. It has to be.
Set yourself up for the lowest expectations. You'll get the best results.
Well, yeah, but I can't imagine it's not going to be anything but amazing.
No, it's going to be crazy. Watch it not being.
You think there's any possibility that they gave him too much power and money and now it's going to be ridiculous because of it?
Yes.
Like, you see that...
Season 7 was like that.
I don't have it pulled up, but did you see that... did you see that Entertainment Weekly photo shoot with every single character in it?
I saw a couple of them, yeah.
It's just like, there's too many.
A lot.
There's too
Who's
many.
Who's the first that's going to die? Who's the first one?
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
A lot of them could die at once for all we know. I still feel like...
I think the first ones to die most likely would be... Tormund and Beric.
I thought Tormund and Podrick were the first ones that came to my mind. Just because people like Tormund. You kill him off...
Well, positionally wise, Tormund, Beric, and the guy who took over for Jon for the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, those three dudes are all at the wall.
Oh, well, they'll die first.
Right now.
People at the wall got to die first, right?
Mm-hmm. So they did survive when the Night King came with the dragon.
This is just a Game of Thrones episode now, apparently.
Yeah, it is. Okay. We're running with it.
What do the people at the wall do when they see the White Walkers coming?
They're like, run.
What are they supposed to do? What is their job at the wall?
They're supposed to stop them. But that was before they knew that the dude had a dragon. And so they were like, well, we're dead. So the best thing they could have done was send ravens and be like, hey.
It's early warning system. Hey, That's what it is.
Yeah, the walkers are at the...
They're coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but their job was to stop them.
Why can't the walkers go around the wall?
Because it's on the... I don't know why they can't freeze, like, water and
They did that in the show, didn't they? Freeze the water and walk on it?
Well, not like a big body of water.
Oh,
but
it's big water. It makes a difference.
Big water.
It makes a difference if it's big water.
It's big water, okay?
Okay.
It's too big.
I'm sorry, White Walker Trump.
I can't freeze it. I could bring 100,000 people back to life by just raising my hands, but I cannot walk. I cannot freeze big water.
That is kind of a plot hole.
Big water. It kind of is. Kind of really is.
Yeah. Also, but if he's unkillable, why doesn't he just fly his dragon, drop down onto Jon Snow, and stab him with a spear?
He's killable.
Okay, even if he's killable, why doesn't he drop down on Jon Snow and stab him with a spear?
Because then there's like 15 other people around him that will probably
What if Jon Snow's sleeping?
Then he can't just drop down on
Why not?
Because they have roofs.
Made of weeds.
No.
They're not made of wood.
Made out of wood.
They're not wood
they
roofs.
They are 1,000% made out of wood.
I'm going to have to Google a picture of Winterfell.
Are you kidding me?
No. Serious.
They probably have like thicket on top, but there's wood underneath.
I don't think so.
You're dumb.
I think it's thatched huts.
You are super dumb.
Okay, that is a castle. You may have won this round. Okay, those are all artist renderings. Where's one from the TV show? Is that really the only shot we ever get of Winterfell?
No,
is the same angle?
That's probably the closest. But then there's also one in the trailer, like from above. Just
Where do you think Jon Snow sleeps in this house right here?
Probably under one of the stone roofs.
Like right here?
Yeah, like right there would be great.
You telling me the guy can't drop down and...
No, I don't think he can break through stone.
If the dragon sits on it, man, I think he might be able to break it.
If he sits the dragon on him, yes.
Okay.
Probably.
He should wait till Jon Snow...
That's not what you said. You said drop down with a spear and just stab him.
I'm the White Walker here. I'm the Night King.
You're a big fool.
You're my counselor.
You gigantic buffoon.
Okay. I am speaking to my counselor with my options for war. What if I wait until Jon and Khaleesi are engaging in coitus?
How about you wait until they're walking in plain day, and then you can just roast them in a big old line.
Okay.
They're on their way to Winterfell.
Why don't I do that?
In that trailer.
Why don't I do that?
Why doesn't he do that?
Yeah, why doesn't he do that?
Great question.
You think he wants to lose?
I don't think he cares about them two. I think he just wants all humans.
He's hubris. He thinks he can kill everybody.
No, he wants to kill everybody.
Well, right, and he thinks he can, so it doesn't matter if these two are there because he's going to kill them now or he's going to kill them later. It doesn't matter. He's still going to kill everybody. Is that what you think?
I don't know, man.
Let's do a psychological profile on the Night King.
Hey, April, how are you? On Game of Thrones.
Was that too long?
Yeah.
I want to get to golfing. Can we just golf?
No.
God.
No, I would like to. I would prefer not to die.
Okay, what about?
Oh, God.
Have you heard this?
Dude, I have not been on the internet for a week.
Do you know the name of the man who is CEO? Tim Cook.
It's on his name tag right there.
All
right.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Tim Apple?
He called him Tim Apple.
He meant from Apple.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple. But
no, he didn't. In his head, that's what he was thinking. His mouth and head are not connected.
You think there's any chance that he thinks because my company is named after me, everyone's company is named after them?
If that's the case, all you get is a sigh from me.
Can we watch this again and look at Ivanka's face when he says it?
Yeah.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple. But
she doesn't even it doesn't even faze her.
It's like nothing happened.
Yeah, his voice is like...
She's on a different planet, right?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. I think she's programmed.
Okay.
Pretty sure she doesn't have thoughts. She just has responses.
So while we're on the topic of Trump, this guy took a selfie with President Trump.
Who is that?
Just some random guy.
What random guy is in the White House?
Just some random guy took a picture with President Trump. You don't like that?
Oh, man, it's a good picture. I just want to know who the guy is. He looks familiar.
It's Weird Al Yankovic. What do you mean he looks familiar?
There's this thing on Instagram. It's called Glambot. And he looks like the dude who operates it.
Glambot. His name is BisonBoy18 on Reddit. Okay?
Oh, really? That is not him, I don't think, man.
Okay. Hello, all. Plenty of people have had various questions for me regarding this visit to the White House. I decided to whip up this YouTube video to try and help answer some of those questions. If you have any more, let me know in the comments of this video. Like and subscribe to the channel if you found the video informative.
Let's get into this one. I don't think it's the same guy.
What is up, guys?
It's definitely not the same guy. Not the same guy. What? What you thinking? The guy's face?
He's black now.
Ah. Yes, he is.
He was white.
I would have gone with some sort of minority. If not, like, Samoan.
Is this a white man?
That's white.
Is this a white man?
Yeah.
Is this a black man?
No.
What is that man?
He looks Mexican.
Well, what is this man?
That's an Easter Island head.
Okay, what is this man?
That's a dude with terrible lighting.
Cam, it's the first time I've ever done it. I apologize if the quality is a little bit low, but it will have to do for now. And I'm really excited to tell you guys this story, so let's get right into it.
All right.
Because there's a lot to talk about. And I've alluded to many times before on this Thomas.
Hey, there he is, dude.
I played football for the North Dakota State University Bison. It's been a pleasurable experience. Everything has been positive in the end. And we went out on top this last season. Us seniors got to go out with another national championship.
Wait, you wanted to know?
I'm now not interested. There's nothing really better than
ending out.
We only got we got 15 minutes left, man.
We are not circulating that
we had been invited to the White House by President.
25 minutes, you ding-a-ling.
No, I mean we have 15 minutes left of stuff. Oh, we just want to jump into that.
Sure.
That's Elon Musk's face on The Rock's body.
Okay, so somebody else did the photoshopping, right?
Oh, I don't imagine Elon Musk did this photoshopping.
Just literally stole the dude's art.
Oh, absolutely, he stole this.
How rude.
It's a little weird how much Elon Musk looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean, a little bit.
But look at this photo right here, especially.
It's a really good Photoshop.
Like, these two look more like Elon Musk. This one looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, yeah, Elon Musk is the color of a screen.
He's white.
He's white.
Yeah, he's white as that guy who took a selfie with Trump.
Black and very tan.
Yeah, but his face looks the same. It's the same face.
Yeah, but I'm saying the ones that kind of are more bright.
I just want Menace to come host the show now. He just said Elon Musk to Elon Buff. Well, that's better than any joke we're ever going to tell on this show.
Elon Buff?
Yeah, it's funny.
How's that funny? Doesn't sound like Musk.
Okay, well, sorry, Menace. I guess it's not up to Colby's standard. Sorry.
Nah, come up with something better.
And then The Rock said he's a beast, Elon Musk. Handsome SOB, too. Oh, hi, Taylor. How you doing? Hey. Colby, remember what I said about that Game of Thrones trailer?
How it was almost perfect, except Sansa showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Hey, can I make fun of you real quick?
Yeah.
Is this how you draw? So this is Procreate right here. Is this really how easy it is for you to draw in Procreate?
I mean, yeah.
Because I feel like anyone could do this.
I mean, yeah, if you can draw.
She ain't drawn.
That's drawing.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
It does, though.
She probably subbed before she heard what I said, right? Hey, thanks for the sub, Taylor. Appreciate it. I don't know how many months it is. It doesn't say, but I appreciate your sub. It's a long time, so thank you. So this is, I don't feel like she's actually drawing here.
She's drawing.
Like, do you have to, like, how's all that shading? Like, it doesn't, like, how does it know where lines are, man?
How does it know where lines are?
Yeah. That sounded really dumb when I asked that.
You can alpha lock a layer.
Okay.
So then it basically in the system makes
could you draw that?
The layer. I mean, I could.
Okay. So see, she draws this
now,
shape.
See, the artistic bit is knowing where the shadows and the highlights go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But she's drawing shadows right now, and it's just like it just magically shows up.
Yes.
Like it doesn't go outside the lines.
Procreate is all about brushes, and so you can create a billion different types of brushes.
Okay.
So that's a texture brush.
Okay.
Now, with the alpha lock, she made the red layer and alpha locked that one.
Okay.
So then the next layer or on top of the same one, she paints whatever on.
Okay.
It will only stay in the shape of what's there.
Okay.
Same there. She's just changing colors.
Okay. So that's the highlights and
now
the shadows.
Now she's on a different layer, drawing leaves.
Okay. Well, she just erased something. See? She's, like, smoothing it out. Did you see that?
Yeah, there's the smooth tool. And same thing there. Alpha locked all that green layer.
No. I mean,
that's why I wanted it, man.
No, I get it.
It looks super, super simple.
No, I get it. I get it. And what, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, what? It's not as talented?
Yeah.
Oh.
It made
take your judgment and shove it where the sun don't fucking shine.
It made your life, hey. What are you doing with Kublai Khor?
I will put this in my butt.
Oh, Chris will be very upset with you.
Yeah, and you don't want that because you're married to her.
She won't be mad at me.
She won't be mad at you for knowing me.
No, she won't.
And letting me do this.
How am I supposed to stop you? You're clearly bigger and stronger than me.
I'm not either of those.
Clearly, both.
Who weighs more?
You, probably.
No.
I've lost over 200 pounds.
No, you haven't.
The audio listeners know, don't know. I'm at 110 pounds now.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, man. I know, a transformation.
I know, it's crazy.
I've went from Seth
so thin
to Seth Buff.
You look sickly. You got so skinny.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for that whole
Ethiopian.
Thank you. I was going to say cancer, but you made it worse, and now I can say whatever I want. Yeah,
cancer's worse than that.
No, making fun of an entire African country,
worse
way worse
than that.
What?
The Holocaust. Dude, why is my toe hurt?
You gonna change the subject?
Yeah. Moving right along. Like, my nail is growing into my toe.
You pulled your sock off!
My nail is growing into my toe.
Okay.
And it's really hurt. Like, right there is super sensitive. Ow. Ow. Whatever that white thing is.
You got an ingrown toenail, man.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How do I fix that?
You gotta get some clippers. You gotta dig it out.
No!
Yeah!
No, it really hurts.
Menace says cut it, forehead. That's what...
It is cut. It's not long.
It's growing into your toenail.
Short.
You got to slice it.
Yeah.
You got to take your clippers and you got to slide underneath the edge of your toenail and clip that edge.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what you got to do, yeah. Did I tell Colby you have to dress up? Does Colby look dressed up today? I mean, he's wearing a nicer t-shirt, but no, he's he's still wearing sweats and just
is
a t-shirt.
Is it the hair? It's the hair, isn't it? It's the hair, yeah. I got a haircut.
It's because you shaved your face, maybe?
I got a haircut.
You look nicer. You look more professional.
Look at me.
No one commented on it. Was it like that Sunday?
No.
It was. Yes, it was.
I shaved.
The hair was not. But the facial hair was shorter on Sunday. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
See, senorita, we're switching topics.
Okay.
Because you
mentioned the Holocaust.
My toe. What? No, I didn't say anything about that.
Okay, you wanna talk about this, man?
What a tragedy it was. What?
So this guy is an alcoholic, and he said 6 months of drinking beer nonstop, and then he woke up sober to his drinking room.
What?
This is a man. He drank for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
This is his drinking room.
Okay.
Look at it.
That doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make sense?
A drinking room. I'm a man who drinks.
Yeah.
Has been drinking for 6 months and some change, and I don't have a room that looks like that.
No, I think he means he drank.
And just didn't throw anything away?
Yeah, and didn't do anything but drink. It's kind of the vibe I got.
That is probably not healthy.
No, I don't think it is healthy, but...
It might be. You never know.
No, it's...
I'm pretty sure you never know.
I know.
I'm pretty sure you don't. Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I am.
How many years did you go to school?
15.
I think that's too many.
No, I went however many years it takes to be a doctor, that
oh,
many
yeah?
times, into 15.
Oh, okay.
And I got 3 doctorates.
Gotcha.
So I went.
What's your doctorates for?
Drinking. Studies. Dirty rooms.
Studies.
Drinking studies. Drinking studies.
I got a doctorate in studies.
Drinking studies.
Oh, okay.
Drinking studies.
It's one thing. I got you.
Yeah, drinking studies.
I thought they were two separate ones.
No, drinking studies. dirty room studies.
Mm-hmm.
And cobology.
That's not
a study of you.
Study.
So I got a doctorate, I think, perfect for at this exact situation.
Mm.
Studying this man's dirty drinking room and talking to you on a show.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I never get the reaction out of you I expect.
What do you ever expect?
I don't know. Like, whoa, that's nasty. Look
I've
at all
seen
those
rooms
beer.
Worse than that.
How is that possible?
Dude, because people drink. They drank.
Look at this room. Look at this room.
My bigger concern is, did he smash a monitor when he was drunk
Dude,
one night?
There's a boombox from 1995.
Was this back in 2001?
No, this is a recent photo. Here's a compact from like 1995.
Yeah, man. Everything in that
there's
room.
There's a laptop.
Everything in that room. Screams 2000. Is that a shotgun?
A shotgun wrapped in duct tape.
That cannot be recent, man.
Yeah, it's recent. And see, all these people were saying the exact same thing that you people in chat are saying right now. So he posted this photo. For everyone calling me a caramel horn, a liar, here's proof. It is my room from yesterday's post. And then
that's a great Photoshop.
And then here's the picture.
It It's a great Photoshop.
How would you Photoshop that? You would need a photo of a box in the drinking room.
No, you take a picture of the box, then you outline it, and then fade it in.
These are not the same photos! This photo right here and this photo right here are not even the same.
Yeah, you have two photos from the same room. It could be done.
No, it couldn't.
Could be done.
This is proof.
I could do it.
The internet was satiated.
If I had two photos of the same room, I could do it.
But you don't have two photos. Who has two photos of this room?
Somebody who walked into that room in 2000 and was like, shit, I gotta take pictures of this room. This is terribly disturbing.
Like the shotgun man?
What happened to the hand? Like the handle?
Dude, right? You think he wrapped it because it looks cool that way?
I don't know. I think that's to fix it from being broken.
I don't feel like you should duct tape a shotgun.
I really feel like that would not be.
No,
you know,
it can't be safe.
Sound. Yeah.
What's this called? The butt?
The butt. The butt of the gun.
I can't imagine that that's safe, right? Like it would like do this. Like,
yeah, right? It would definitely do that.
You know. Also, if who's coming into this room, honestly? Like, what's he going to steal? Your compact from 1995? I mean, Menace said I saw a PS1. I think he's right. That is a PS1, right?
Dude, I'm telling you, photoshopped.
There's a lot of comments in here for it, man. Like, look in here, you know.
Photoshopped.
Let me look here. Second one. Someone mentioned it. I'm happy this guy came back to prove this. The other dude was pretty adamant about who found a bunch of stuff in OP's comment history saying he was lying. Got called out by some guy within a week of being on Reddit for comments. They've been on Reddit for less than a week, and I see this. Okay. Nice compact marketing team. The logo place, and I know an ad when I see one. Think that's what it is, dude? Compact's not even a company, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
About to make some bucks recycling all those cans?
Yeah, like $5.
Commenters call BS. OP proves not BS. Commenters tell OP to clean their room. One of these says, why is everything from 1995? One of these comments says that.
Why are you upvoting all these comments?
Because I don't mean to upvote them. I'm trying to collapse them. Okay.
You just keep.
Why is all your stuff from 2006? Life when you spend all your money on disposable things like drugs and alcohol. Okay, so they're implying that the man has spent all of his money on drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't have
clearly a room of a drugged alcohol person.
And he didn't have enough money to upgrade any of his stuff.
Anything?
That's what they're saying.
Anything.
Man. Sad.
Can't get a flat screen from 2008.
He got a laptop. His chair is nicer than mine.
He does have a laptop.
Whose chair is nicer? Would you rather sit in my chair or that chair?
Your chair.
What if the room was clean?
Your chair.
You think? Have you smelled my chair?
No. But I'd still. Well, if the room was clean, if it wasn't like a druggie's room,
yeah.
Probably that chair.
That chair looks more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's terrible.
Do you know what kind of beer this is right here?
Shinerbock?
Is that what that is?
Maybe.
I think it sounds like Stag beer to me.
I think it might be Stag.
What's Stag?
I don't know, man. Is that Keystone Light in the back?
Yeah, there's a Keystone back there. What do you think lives on that floor? Menace just said I would have nightmare in that room from all the bugs and mice.
Yeah. That's when you burn the house down.
Like, you just got to burn it up, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Serious question.
Or acid. Just acid the whole thing.
Serious question. If you burn down your house, they could tell because arson, right?
Yeah.
If you faked a fire in that room, would they be able to tell?
I don't know. My whole get with arson is to just get a Molotov cocktail and throw it through a window.
And then it's just a random act of violence?
Yeah. How can they prove that you did that?
I don't know, but couldn't it be...
There's no video. Give a solid... I ran into this guy at the store. He saw my license.
He DMV'd me?
I don't know, man. He could make something.
I just feel like if you dropped a match.
Fingerprints? Wear a glove.
I feel like if you dropped a match in that room, there would be no way for them to know that you started that fire.
I'm pretty sure now.
Because look at that room.
I feel like arson's really hard to prove.
It's got to be, right? But can the insurance companies do that thing where they're like, we're not going to pay you if we can't prove it?
Maybe.
Like, if they're like, we can't prove it is arson, but we also can't say without a doubt that it isn't, no money.
Yeah, they could probably do that. Insurance companies love to not pay.
Right. So that's the thing with your Molotov cocktail. Like, they wouldn't be able to prove that you didn't hire someone to throw a Molotov cocktail through your window.
No, I think my plan's solid.
No, no, man.
My plan is super solid.
I don't think so. I think you're going to get caught.
No.
Well, when you get a house, let me know. I'll throw a Molotov cocktail through
see,
the window.
See, what you do...
Just let me, and we'll see how it goes.
What you do, here you go. Here's a straight, easy way of setting something on fire and not getting caught for it. So if you want to set your own stuff on fire, hire a guy in a car to drive past some cameras, past your house, past some more cameras.
Okay.
Make sure there's no cameras actually looking at your house.
Okay, so you got to do a test run. How are you going to get the footage of the cameras?
I'm not getting no footage. Hold up. Okay. Wait.
All right.
So you don't pay the guy to do anything other than
drive.
Drive.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
So,
he's your scapegoat.
You with a glove on, take a thing of tequila and a little rag and then a lighter. Light that thing up. Take the tequila. Throw it through your window.
Okay.
From roughly where a car would be on
okay.
the street.
All right. What if you miss?
Try again. Don't miss.
Okay.
That's
okay.
key.
Don't miss.
That
key.
Is paramount.
And then...
Don't miss.
People pull up the camera
then
footage.
Go back in your house.
Okay.
And then be like, oh shit, I gotta leave.
It's on fire,
Call
Ricky Bobby.
Call the cops.
Okay.
And be like, hey, my house is on fire. Some dude
threw a Molotov, threw a tequila bottle through it.
I heard a car drive by.
No, see, that's where you get into problems.
Why?
You can't give details. Like, that's where criminals who are lying start messing up. They give too many details.
That's what I say.
You gotta be like, I was just sitting here, my window crashed, I started to smell smoke. That's all you say.
Yeah. So anywho, they see a car that could possibly be at something, and then they, well, see, that's the, well, never mind.
Well, why, okay, hold
gonna,
on.
Then they're going
to,
then
why,
gonna
why do you have to,
the car.
Why do you have to pay anyone to drive by? Can't we just assume that if your road is busy enough to have cameras, that there's just going to be people driving by?
I was just saying, so you had some video evidence.
Also, aren't they going to timestamp it?
Where? What?
Like, okay, your house starts burning down at 9:45.
Yeah, it has to be very close.
They're gonna like look at the footage at 9:45.
My plan is flawed. Okay, I don't know how to commit arson.
I think you just need to go on your front yard, throw a Molotov cocktail through your thing, and then just say, "I don't know what happened."
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're not gonna get insurance money because the insurance people are just gonna be like, "Well, we can't say that you didn't throw a Molotov cocktail through your house."
They can no, that's not how insurance
I think,
works.
I don't think they have to pay you unless
that's
they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's actually an accident.
I mean, probably, but...
Like, I feel
I
like
mean,
if lightning...
A Molotov cocktail through your window is not something that you could possibly have prevented.
Do Molotov cocktails actually work, by the way?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried one?
No.
I feel like we need to make a Molotov
cocktail.
It's a
certain
cocktail.
Type of alcohol.
Remember when we went out...
Absolutely not. It's basically a bomb.
Yeah. Remember when we went out to the tire and
like
did tire
felony,
flipping?
Man.
Remember when we went out and flipped tires?
Let's not.
Remember that?
Can we do it on private property?
Well, I'm asking if we can do it in that spot behind the YMCA
no,
where we flip tires. Lots,
definitely not.
Just a big open area, man.
Yeah, and cause a wildfire and yeah.
A wildfire, good. I hope Wichita burns, dude. I hope the whole place catches on wildfire.
Okay, but then you're going to be that whole thing where you get arrested and sent to jail.
How are they going to know it's me?
Why definitely has cameras
not
in
out
the parking
that field.
Lot. Absolutely. You know how much theft goes on in that neighborhood?
April is absolutely right. She said the first thing you do is don't talk about it.
I ain't committing no arson.
Yeah, me either.
I'm just saying this guy with the room should.
I just want to...
Also, you all,
use,
you can now because of my great advice.
I just want to exercise my right as an American to throw gas bombs into places, okay? And that's all I want to do.
I don't think that's a right.
Like, that's a pro Xbox craft. Is there a way I could just throw a Molotov for fun? That's all I want.
I'm saying on private property, maybe.
Are there shooting ranges? But for Molotov cocktails.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, there should be, right?
I think you need to have, like, some really good, like, firefighters on hand or something, but yeah. I mean, you could drive tanks somewhere for some reason, so I feel like Molotov cocktails are fine.
Okay. Where can you drive tanks? Because we
somewhere
need to go do that.
In Vegas or California.
God, why are all the cool things out there, dude? Become a Mythbuster? You think they threw Molotovs on Mythbusters?
Definitely threw Molotovs on Mythbusters. Yeah.
I think video games, like every video game ever made has Molotov cocktails, right?
Basically.
Every single one. And
they
I feel
make it look too easy.
I feel like they make it look way too easy.
Not everyone is going to have the right amount
one,
of alcohol.
It's got to be
well,
very...
It's gasoline. You could use gas, too.
It's got to be
gasoline
very...
Gasoline would be fine.
It's got to be very difficult
Ethanol.
To even light the rag. You know, like in video games,
not if it's soaked
you know,
in
they just
alcohol.
They just pull it out their butt. I think isn't
Which
the point
I mean,
it,
isn't yeah,
the point
the
of
point.
Molotov that it's slow burn?
Yeah.
So you light it and then you wait and then you throw it and then it ignites when it breaks. The rag isn't like a fuse.
Fused,
yeah.
No.
April says if it's on private property and there's not a fire ban and you have a fire extinguisher, you can. Let's go to your mom's house.
I don't think
Julie, we coming over.
There's code.
We're gonna throw Molotov
like
cocktails in your backyard.
The housing neighborhood watch people are gonna be like,
it's one of the problem. It won't be the last. It's the most recent.
There is no written rule. There will be one once we're done.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I don't care about others as long as we get to experience it.
Taylor, let me just go to the nearest desert I could find.
I mean, that's well. That I mean, Taylor's right. You said it. Tanks and stuff. California, Las Vegas, out in the deserts.
Mm-hmm.
If
a place
we
where nothing burns.
Okay, can we live in a fantasy world where we've won the lottery real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Can we just build a concrete bunker, like a cube? It's just concrete.
Mm-hmm.
With a big blast door on the front.
Okay.
We just do whatever we want in there, and if it gets out of control, we just close the blast door.
I feel like. Depending on what we do in there, it could cause pressure to build up, and then the whole concrete structure...
That can't happen.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
What would happen when you open...
It just dies out. It burns up all the oxygen in there, and it
you
dies
what
out.
What happens when a window gets a slight hole in it in an airplane?
Well, there's no holes in our concrete bunker. It's a cube of concrete.
I'm saying it when the pressure gets built up enough, it's going to explode.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's the only way that things
if
can explode.
If I threw
explode.
A Molotov cocktail into a bank vault and closed the door, would the bank explode?
No. It would probably melt shit in there, but it would probably burn out before
that's what I'm saying about our concrete bunker.
But I'm saying, that's why I said, depending on what we do
well,
in
what
there,
do you think we're doing in
we're
there?
We're lighting up gas. We're just going to have a gas leak that fills the room and then just drop a match.
But that will kill us because we're too close. We're going to have to do that extended. I'm just thinking about throwing
Let's
some Molotovs.
Some debt cord. Let's lay out some debt cord.
What cord?
Debt cord.
D-E-B-T?
Debt. Detonation cord.
What? Are you a pyro? What's this lingo?
It's in
debt
the
cord?
Military. It's a big
What, are you a
wire.
Military man?
I've seen it in slow motion. And yes, I served 5 years.
And I've
That's
lost
stolen valor.
250
I
pounds.
I have not.
What, is stolen valor a thing?
Yeah. When you pretend to be a military person? When you're
so
not.
You're sensitive to saying that, but not things about the Holocaust.
Yeah, respect.
The line is just, if you drew, like, here's the
there
line that most
jokes.
People won't cross.
There are jokes.
Here are Colby's
I made
lines.
The joke. I made the joke.
This is Colby's line, you know. If Colby served 5 years, I'm the king of Brexit. Dude, can I have a loan, please? Thank you. Actually, there is in every plane window a small hole.
Not the outside window.
It's not what Pro Xbox says, and he's an aircraft engineer, so.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he does, dude. He works for NASA.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely.
He works for NASA.
Pro Xbox.
What, people who work at NASA can't like Xbox?
Absolutely not.
It's dumb.
They are strictly PlayStation.
Elon Musk is photoshopping his face
they
under the rock's body.
PlayStation.
Yeah, have you seen his Twitter pics? It's just a whole bunch of aviation stuff, dude. Just trust me. I know my chatters.
There is a hole in the inside window, not outside the fucking plane.
Just trust me. I know my chatters.
Sure.
Okay? He works for NASA. Why do you think he's craft, dude?
Disbelief.
All right, man. Well, you can disbelief all you want.
Yeah, fake news.
Watch Backlash. It'll teach you that fires could come back and hit you. I would rather live in blissful ignorance until I'm engulfed by flames.
Hey, what you got next, man? I see a lot more topics on that list.
Colby Plays Games is next.
You got 5 minutes. Let's go.
Knock them all out. It's 8 p.m.
No, knock them all out. 5 minutes. Go.
I don't want it. What if I want to save some of them?
Well, save some of them. Knock most
of them out. Okay, let's knock most of them out then. All right, you ready? This is a hairless horse.
Oh, God. Why?
Dude, who knows?
Ugh. Look at its tail.
It's messed up, right?
That's messed up. Next.
Okay. Next. Here's a bunch of dudes bobbing their heads. Isn't this freaking weird?
Yeah, talk about Detroit Become Human.
Like, that's not okay, right?
Why'd that guy screw it up?
I don't know, but if you ignore his face, like, it looks fake up till this guy right here ruining it. Let's just block him out, okay? Like, look
at
him.
No, the one right next to him is the most terrifying, I think.
This guy right here is the one that's still, like, this guy too, like, it looks like his head isn't attached to his body. It looks like it's photoshopped on, right?
Yeah. Why did this happen?
Dude, who knows, but it's not okay, right?
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that they're all Asian.
No, it does. Well, I wasn't going to say it, but they all look the same, right?
Yeah.
I thought so, too. Let me see what I got here. We got a lot of serious stuff I don't really want to talk about. We can talk about that on Sunday when we get into more serious stuff. Let's do this one real quick, and then I'll be the end, okay?
Menace because I can. That's the only people I can.
So this is an infographic of one of the highest lakes on Earth mixed with the lowest point of water on Earth. So for scale, here are the Great Lakes. Lake Ontario, elevation 240 feet. Lake Erie, Lake Huron, and Lake Michigan. Lake Superior. Okay. Lake Baikal, the deepest freshwater lake in the world, in Russia, right here. It's an elevation of 1494 feet. It is 5,387 feet deep.
That's terrifying.
Okay. And then all the way up here at a higher elevation is Lake Titicaca, the depth of 922 feet and an elevation of 12,507 feet
mm-hmm.
above sea level. And then even farther up is Lake Tilcho, the depth of 300 feet, 16,000 feet above sea level.
Okay.
And so you look at Lake Baikal, and you're like, wow, that thing's deep, you know, a mile deep. Imagine a lake a mile deep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you just scroll over here. Here's the Atlantic Ocean. Just keep going. Just keep on going, yeah. 36,201 feet deep. So to fill the entire screen, this is the Marianas Trench.
That's like this up here. Close to 7-8 miles deep.
Isn't that ridiculous? Pass on that, right?
Pass on all of it.
Yeah, pass on all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It does say something, I think, about human psychology a little bit. That we look at Lake Baikal here. That's a mile deep.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about swimming on the top of that lake
mm-hmm.
and just knowing that if you were to fall and sink somehow,
It would sink forever.
It would be a mile mm-hmm. before you hit. A mile. It's a long way.
That is a long way.
Like, driving a mile?
Not that long.
No, like, let's say driving a mile at 40 miles an hour still takes a little bit of time.
A little bit.
Okay? More than a minute.
Yeah, you're definitely not falling.
Imagine falling at 2 miles an hour, drive a mile in 2 hours, and then you're looking at all the fish and stuff as you suffocate slowly to death and life leaves your body.
Also pressure.
Okay?
You know, so pressures like, your skull.
Right. You're dead. But yeah, I look at that, and then I think it says a little bit about human psychology, that is terrifying, but for some reason, because this almost feels fake, it's so deep,
yeah.
that, like, it doesn't scare me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, why, like, do you feel like I do? Like, if I was on Lake Baikal, I could float down and get lost in the lake. But the ocean, that would never happen. Do you feel that way?
I just prefer to stay on land.
Okay, all right, that's fair. All right, good luck, April. I'll see you later. Why does that scare me? I don't know. I'm just scared of the ocean.
I hate water.
Mainly
because you can't see down.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. I don't like that I can't see. But Lake Baikal, have you ever seen photos of Lake Baikal, man?
No.
Look at this. Look at Lake Baikal. It is actually, like, it's crystal clear. It's actually crystal clear. So, like, let me try to find a good photo of it here. Let me just search, like, Lake Baikal. Okay, so here's a photo of Lake Baikal. So, like, you can literally see the water is so pristine that you can actually, like, see down into the lake. I'm trying to find a good... Like, there's some photos that are, like, terrifying of it.
No, they're probably Photoshopped.
No, they're not Photoshopped, dude. Like, look at that. See how you could see, like, down, like...
Yeah, but those are really shallow
like,
parts.
Like, look at this. Look at this fish, dude. Like, that is a killer fish.
That's a dude.
Oh, that is a dude. Okay, never mind.
What the hell are you talking about?
It was a joke.
Did
man.
You
Calm
see
down.
A fish?
Calm down. It was
I
a
was
joke.
I was about to say, are your eyes that bad?
Look at this fish. That's a manatee. Okay. All right, end of the show, right?
News dumper.
Jeez. Maybe. Oh, so you know what? It was seals. I'm remembering it. Like, I call it seals.
It's
I saw it on Reddit the other day. I know it exists.
Brit, you're crazy.
I'll tell you one thing right now is that just Google seals, and no matter what you're going through in life, you're going to be happy. I mean, oh, look at this little dude. Look at him.
Guaranteed life would be so much better if you were a seal.
Look at him.
Yeah, all he has to do is laze around.
Look
and
at that guy. Why are we humans?
Mm-hmm.
If all you had to do, you didn't have to worry about any bills. All you had to do was go fishing once a day to find some food. And it's real easy for you because you're naturally good at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you also had a slim chance of an eagle snatching you up and killing you. Would you take the life of a seal?
Eagles do what?
Something kills that seal.
Yeah.
So you have a chance of dying every day because a predator could come get your cute seal body.
Like a shark.
Would you take that?
Maybe.
But with all the added benefits of being a seal over what your life is today.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm asking if you'd rather be a seal.
Hold on. I'd rather. That looks amazing. What part of that? The shallow end?
No, the.
Where you can sit and feel the bottom with the feet?
That looked okay, yeah.
That looks fine.
That looked fine.
It's the deep 1,000 feet below shit.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
A mile.
Yeah.
It's a mile deep. Is this seal actively trying to seduce us?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. That's a sex face.
Yeah. God, I'm really mad that I don't have that photo because it was terrifying. Mm. Like, it was literally ice on the top of Lake Baikal, and then there were, like, 4 seals, like, down in the bottom of it. It was horrifying, dude. I don't want to go near the deep part, okay? Britt, when you know what? It's fine. You go swimming out in Lake Baikal, but when you sink to the bottom, we're not saving you, okay?
I ain't going down a mile.
No. Sorry, Britt. You're on your own. Okay? Mark Wahlberg ain't going to show up on his prairie schooner and save you like he does in Great Blue Sea or whatever the name of that movie is. What's the name of that movie with George Clooney?
Perfect Storm.
Yeah. He ain't going to show up. Britt, nah! That's my Mark Wahlberg, I guess. I know it's really bad, but...
Tell your mother hi for me.
Yeah. Britt, say hello to your mother as you drop down into the sea. You know? I'm not dealing with that.
All right. Let's game.
You ready to play golf?
I gotta pee.
You ready to play golf, man?
Let's golf, man.
Let's golf, man.
Oh,
so,
wait, say goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Wait,
it's
you,
the end
no,
of the
we
show.
Haven't started playing the music.
Well, it's the end of the show.
You have to wait until the music starts.
It keeps you from sinking unless you're bad at swimming, which I am.
Oh, I'm not totally. Swimming might be fake news as well.
I'm bad at swimming.
Swimming might be fake news.
It's also really hard.
All right, guys, thanks so much for watching tonight.
Hey, yo.
We're the Seth the Colby Show. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European, and once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time. Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Tarzan, give me a second. I have to make an announcement. Did you know, cool. I'm you're going to want to listen.
I'm paying so much attention.
This weekend is Daylight Savings Time.
Wow.
Which means we will start the show 1 hour earlier than normal.
No.
It'll say the same time on your clock, but it'll be earlier.
I'm going to be late again.
Okay? It's a year anniversary of the time I had to start the show with Link. Okay?
Is it really?
Yes. But here's the stupid thing.
That's the stupid thing.
Europe celebrates daylight savings
time. A week
later. 2 weeks
Oh.
later. So for all you European listeners and viewers out there, our Sunday show will start an hour earlier for you than it actually would. Technically, our bodies, it's going to be an hour early for me and Colby, but the clock will be the same. It'll say 3 p.m. Eastern time. But for you, it'll be 5 p.m. It'll be 8 p.m. Central European time for 2 weeks, and then it'll go back to 9.
The world's...
It's stupid. So just make sure you have the Twitch alerts turned on and all that stuff, okay? So that's what's going to happen for 2 weeks, and then we go back to normal. But yeah, so anyway, that's on Sunday, okay? And it'll apply to Thursday, Sunday, and then Thursday again before you guys do it. Okay.
Do it.
So anyway, we're going to take a quick break if you're watching live on twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. And we're going to come back. Golfing Over It is tonight's game for Colby Plays Games. We're going to see how much Colby can take.
I'm just going to start sending Brit, like, what is it? The last?
Yeah, that one. It's not going to phase her, dude. She's more of a man than both of us combined, clearly.
I think I spelled it wrong. Oh, there it is.
But anyway, so all the links at SethandColby.com, including our merch, a link to join the Discord, a poll to vote in next week's Colby Plays Games, and all of the links to our social media. So go check that out, SethandColby.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Colby Plays Games in about 5 minutes. Everybody watching us live, everyone who's on audio, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.